Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Elijah Beatty, a Washington teenager and avid cyclist, about National Bike Month being observed here in the month of May. With this being National Bike Month, I was curious how you got involved in the sport.
Yeah, my dad started biking with one of his friends, and he decided he wanted to start biking with someone from our family, and so I just started riding him because I was the only one that didn't have as much school homework and stuff, and so I started riding with him, and we started going on longer rides, and then we did Ragbri, and then he asked if I wanted to do a race, and I was like, sure. And so that's kind of how I got started.
Yeah, and it's exploded from here. It sounds like you have been a part of several competitive races over your teenage life. Take me through the different forms of biking that you can do from a professional level.
Yes, probably one of my favorite bicycle races is in the summer. We have road races, which is longer distance miles, which is 40 to 60 miles maybe. And you do it with a group, and whoever crosses the finish line at the end wins. You also have time trials, which is a certain distance you go, and you have to do it as fast as you can, and whoever has the fastest time wins that, and that's an individual race that you do. And then criteriums, which is what I got national championship for, is a shorter course, and you do that course multiple times, 20 maybe to 30 times, and whoever crosses the finish line at the end wins. So that's in the summer. And then in the winter, I do cyclocross, which is off-road, kind of like mountain biking, but a little bit of road too. It's kind of a bike that looks more like a road bike, but with a little bit bigger tires. And you do gravel, sand, dirt, mud, snow, ice, just about anything. And then there's also obstacles that you go over too. So that's usually in the winter. And then I just started doing track racing, which you can do any time of the year. It's sort of like a running track where it's an oval, but you have bankings. So you have to go a certain speed to stay on the bankings. And the bike you use for that doesn't have any brakes. It has one gear. So those are the 5 types of races that I do.
And it sounds like you bike, it seems like 365 or as many days out of the year as you can. What do you love personally about the sport of biking?
My favorite part about biking is meeting new people, and I really like sprinting at the end of the races. Like, that's probably why I'm a crit racer more likely, but at the end of the race, you're getting really close to the end, and there's a bunch of people right around you, and they're all cheering for you, and then you're sprinting, and then once you cross the finish line, you feel really good about yourself, and I don't know, I love that part, and you always get to go places, too. That's always fun.
Now, like with anything, I'm sure that there's some safety precautions involved. In a lot of the pictures that your dad sends, it looks as though you are equipped with a helmet, which is the number one safety feature when biking. What other safety tips do you have for people who are either just starting out biking or have biked for a couple of years, but don't maybe know all of the safety precautions?
One of my big things, I think, is obviously the helmet, and then the types of shoes that I wear sometimes. Like, I don't feel comfortable wearing flip-flops. I feel like I don't have anything on my feet, and, like, if you crash, you can break your ankle or, multiple different things. They're not sturdy, so I try and wear tennis shoes or my racing shoes usually when I bike. Usually, I'll try and get some gloves on just because if you do crash, you're more likely to put your hand out and you don't want to have road rash on your hands. So I wear gloves a lot of the time. And obviously the helmet is a big thing because if you crash, you can break a leg, break an arm, or even sometimes if a car hits you, you can lose your life. So helmets are a very big deal. And just think about what you're wearing when you get on your bike and what all could happen out there. And my dad always tells me, make sure you're just like a car. You stop, you look both ways, and you go. That's one of the big things, too.
Now, from my understanding, it looks like you've got a very busy summer in front of you with road races and a potential opportunity for you to qualify for a national event, and wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. I am doing a lot of road races this year, and track is starting up, and so I'm going to also try and do qualify for Junior Track Worlds. That's one of the things that's leading up this year. And I'm also doing junior track nationals and then road nationals. So there's a lot of big, really big events coming up this summer for me. And I'm training 24/7 pretty much, making sure I eat the right stuff and getting in my practice and getting all my homework done too at the same time. So yeah, it's a big deal. So this year's really big for me, and hopefully I'll do pretty good.
Do you want to wrap this interview up by asking you if there's somebody out there who has never biked before but is interested in getting a part of the sport, what would you say, you know, to encourage them to get on a bike and try it out?
First time you do 5 miles, it's not as bad as it seems. You'll feel really good once you get back, but the more you go out and the more you do it, the better you'll get. I know the first 5 miles I did, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to be able to do 40 miles. I'm never going to be able to do 100 miles, but I have. So it's just getting out and making yourself do it, and you'll get better.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Elijah Beatty, an avid cyclist and Washington teenager, speaking about National Bike Month. You can find this program at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Nate Gonner with KCII News.